Okay, how about this for, gosh, my voice, I'm not using my voice anything, so, I don't know what's happening. Anyway, hopefully it's coming back tomorrow. Voice is good to have. Anyway, so, inside looking out, which is not called talking head anymore, because it's more. One idea I just got was that it's really a small room, as big as the one I'm in down there in the basement, and yeah, so the guy is there, and it's kind of packed with things. Things that are supposed to be there in the janitor's secret room or whatever. That virtual version of it. And he's just sitting there among all those things, and there's like this place there with a model of the cosmos. And there are these books, all kinds of things that I want to talk about, I can put in there. And this thing here, some Ganesh or Krishna, the guitar there, the bead bag. The Sri Yantra on the wall, the 3D print, I mean, whatever. Objects that mean things. Prabhupada. You know, the old Rolleiflex. And so on. And then he's sitting there. You know, he's talking something like, oh, welcome, and well, to my little place here and this big universe we're in, and and you know, I like to draw comics sometimes, so this is what you get, and you know, sometimes cartoonists, they put themselves in there. So I thought, why not? Here am I, high. And, you know, you may wonder what all these things are. This is just my life. And, well, you know, there are so many things I want to show here and explain. I don't know where to start, really. Here is the universe, the cosmos over there. And we got this and we got that. And well, you know, I've been exploring and reaching into the mysteries of life and of the universe for all my life now, and I'm old now. And I just need to tell you all what I found, because I know you don't believe me, I'm just an old, ordinary guy, but I have found something nice that I want to share with everyone. But of course, there are things here in the world today that are not so nice, and I mean, we really need to do something now. So, well, where to start? I mean, there's so much. Well, maybe just start like this. Relax. Close your eyes, go, turn inwards. If only for a short while. And leave this outside world out there, minding its own business for a while. Here am I. And there are you. Thinking, feeling, willing, doing, dreaming, wondering, enjoying, suffering, being sad, being happy. What a mystery. All of this, isn't it? That we and all of this exists at all. But I think it's good to start right there and close those eyes for a while and take a break from the outside surface world, because that's what it is, right? And just be here within, inside for a while. It's like an entire space in here too. I need to explore that also. And we need to figure out how to live harmoniously and happy in both, the one out there and the one in here. But I think some people, or am I right or am I wrong? I'm opening your eyes again. They're just out here all the time, is it? How do I look? What do I do? Fixing making money, making stuff. As if our life, the whole thing, the whole what we call life, is only that. The forms and actions out here. But you know, it's in here that everything is really going on. I mean, with my thoughts and my desires and my dreams and my fears, all of that, my feelings. That are important, right? Not the things out there. But is it so that people, maybe it's because we live in a materialistic civilization, somehow got it in their minds that this is all there is. And if we just make everything perfect here in the surface world, then we will be happy. And we have unlimited amounts of money. And we have a very beautiful body. And we have, you know, this expertise or that, whatever. But then, don't become happy, satisfied only by that. And I guess it's been proven over and over again, because the more people get, the more they want money or power or this or that, funny gizmos. So, I think we as humans really we went too far in that materialism direction. I mean, this pendulum swinging wildly from, in the old days, the extreme dogmatic religions to the even denying the material pleasures or whatever, and now to the opposite. And I mean, I really mean, the powerful people, the rich people, the people who, you know, some people, they just swing on that pendulum. I mean, until they disappear over there somewhere in the billions of money or whatever, and these super duper power positions, and like some gods who are, oh, of course. have shit in their ass just as everyone else of us has. As one father once said to his son. So, when will we ever learn? But I really think it's time to, and I'm trying to learn, and this is like my little learning place. If you want to come here with me and check out what's happening here, then you're welcome, welcome. Once a week we'll meet here, so just subscribe, and then you will be announced when next mysterious episode of this mysterious channel will is released. Something like that. Whatever that was.